Your love is washing over me. Your love is washing over me. Your love is washing over me. And I won't be frightened anymore.
This is Laura Locke, editor of Colby Times. You're about to hear a sampling of a few of the beautiful tunes from Jaylene Johnson's new album, Potter and Clay. I also asked Jaylene to tell us a little about what inspired her to write each of these songs.
Well, let the silence speak. I wanted to speak to the issue of infertility and miscarriage, and I wanted to do it in a way that was respectful and real. When you're talking about something that's extremely painful, glib or pat phrases, they just don't cut it. And even some of the things that we say as Christians that are true, absolutely true, are maybe not appropriate when someone's in the thick of a very painful experience. I think the Bible says, weep with those who weep. And sometimes that is the only appropriate response, is to be with someone in their pain. So I thought about how sometimes there just aren't words to voice, you know, the experiences that we go through, but God still hears our heart's cry. And so let the silence speak. God still knows everything we need, is meant as an encouragement for people when they're in that place.
So let's listen to a little of Let the Silence Speak.
Sometimes the hurt is just too deep. So let the silence speak. God still knows everything we need. And when we don't know what to say, we can know that Jesus hears us anyway. Let the silence speak through the anger, through the sorrow, through despair. Right where we are, God will meet us there. We're not forgotten, and we're not alone. In the silence, Jesus hears us. So let him hold you close.
Potter and Clay is, it was written a few years ago, so it's not one of the ones I wrote at the cabin. Anyway, so it's a song very much surrendering to the sovereignty of God and understanding that God, as potter, holds us in artistic, loving hands, no matter how much we're being molded and shaped, no matter how vulnerable and fragile we are as vessels, our souls are safe in the hands of God.
Here's a bit of the title track of the album, Potter and Clay.
I am flesh and I am bone. I am flesh and I am bone. From the earth into the earth I go. I am flesh and I am bone. But you
This Little Light is probably the most quirky song on the record, but I think it tells the story fairly well. You know, this idea of hiding under the covers and feeling maybe a sense of shame over some of the decisions that I've made and not feeling relevant and hiding out, hiding away from people. And then just God sort of all these encouragements and being brought back out into this conviction that, no, I have a story to share, and it's my faith story. And so this little light, I'm going to let it shine.
So let's hear a taste of This Little Light.
So please forgive me for the things I should have said and done. And all the time I've wasted out of sight of everyone. Fan the spark into a fire, never let it die. And I will tell the story of your mercy far.
And then, Lord of All, you know, I wanted to write a song that was very worshipful and hymn-like. And Lord of All is just that, again, surrender to God's sovereignty and acknowledgement of God's sovereignty and care. And that Steve would join me for that song was just amazing. And Kimberly Ost sings on that, too.
So let's end off with a bit of Lord of All with Steve Bell and Kimberly Oates.
Love that never lets me go. You are Lord of all. You're Lord of all the hurricanes I'll never handle on my own. You're Lord of all the suffering, all the pain and sorrow that I've known. Lord of all, and I will lift my voice and praise your holy name. Whatever may befall me, you are Lord of all.
Thanks to William Draper for putting this audio segment together. And to Jaylene Johnson for sharing her stories and her music.